in the limelight.
As countries like Greece and Hungary have made it more difficult for migrants and refugees to reach the wealthier nations of the European Union, Bosnia-Herzegovina has in recent years become a central point of passage for those making their way into the European continent. The Balkan nation is not part of the European Union, but it shares more than two-thirds of its borders with Croatia, a member state. While 750 migrants were recorded passing through Bosnia in 2017, there were over 29,000 in 2019. That number decreased to 17,000 in 2020, but despite the smaller figure, the failure to accommodate them had made the crisis worse. Since Bosnia became a transit route in early 2018, thousands of migrants, mostly men, have stayed in Bihać and other nearby towns surrounded by icy hills and mountains, the European Union just a few miles away. Human rights organizations and locals in those remote areas have reported numerous instances of abuse by the Croatian police. Dozens of migrants, residents, doctors and aid workers interviewed this year by the New York Times said migrants were being deported without due process. We're prepared for you a news report written jointly by Elian Peltier and Joe Orovic. The piece is titled Hundreds of Migrants Stranded in Freezing Weather in Bosnia. The article has been published by the New York Times. Please stay with us for more of Elian Peltier and Joe Orovic's article. According to humanitarian groups, hundreds of migrants stranded at an abandoned camp in Bosnia and Herzegovina were spending New Year's Eve in freezing temperatures. Around 700 people on Wednesday, 30th of December, were sleeping in abandoned shipping containers and in the open space in and around the former camp of Lipa in northwestern Bosnia. The humanitarian organization said they were living in squalid conditions, lacking electricity, water supply, winter clothes and tents. The Lipa camp was abandoned recently after it was deemed unsafe by aid workers. As the migrants left, a fire destroyed most of the tents left behind. The migrants, mostly from Afghanistan, Pakistan and Bangladesh, were supposed to be relocated to an old military site in the nearby city of Bihać in coming days. But the mayor of Bihać has refused to accommodate them. The buses that came to transport the migrants to Bihać allowed some to shelter in the vehicles on Tuesday night, 29th of December, but left Lipa empty the next day. The migrants' uncertain fate was the latest example of Bosnia's struggle to provide basic assistance to those hoping to reach the European Union. Migrants have faced animosity from some officials on the Bosnian side of the border and abuses by the Croatian police on the other side of the border. On Thursday, 31st of December, the Bosnian government agreed to relocate the migrants from Lipa to Bihać, 15 miles to the north, very quickly, but didn't provide an exact date. The Interior Ministry said in a statement, "We emphasize that this is an urgent and temporary care for migrants during the winter months, until the Lipa Reception Center is built and equipped for a longer stay." The statement added that the Lipa camp would be rebuilt and water and electricity services and be ready to permanently house migrants by April. The Interior Ministry called for local authorities to facilitate the transfer and help accommodate migrants in the camp in Bihać in the meantime. It added, "Obstructing and rejecting the proposed solutions for the accommodation of migrants who are now in the open can only worsen the humanitarian situation, cause additional suffering and even human casualties." But Peter van der Aurat, the chief mission in Bosnia for the International Organization for Migration, IOM, said he was not optimistic that the decision would be enforced anytime soon due to local opposition. Van der Aurat said dozens of people are protesting with the mayors of the two towns who say they don't want to accommodate migrants, and as a result, the state, whose mandate is to relocate those migrants, bows to pressure and decides not to move. He added, but those migrants and refugees are in dire need of life-saving humanitarian assistance. As countries like Greece and Hungary have made it more difficult for migrants and refugees to reach the wealthier nations of the European Union, Bosnia-Herzegovina has in recent years become a central point of passage for those making their way into the European continent. The Balkan nation is not part of the European Union, but it shares more than two-thirds of its borders with Croatia, which is an EU member state. While 750 migrants were recorded passing through Bosnia in 2017, there were over 29,000 in 2019. According to Peter van der Aurat, the number decreased to 17,000 in 2020, but he said despite the smaller figure, the failure to accommodate them had made the crisis worse. Since Bosnia became a transit route in early 2018, thousands of migrants, mostly men, have stayed in Bihać and other nearby towns surrounded by icy hills and mountains, the European Union just a few miles away. Human rights organisations and locals in those remote areas have reported numerous instances of abuse by the Croatian police. Dozens of migrants, residents, doctors and aid workers interviewed this year by the New York Times said migrants were being deported without due process. Increasingly, anti-immigrant attitudes in places like Bihać have festered too. Suhret Fazlić, Bihać's mayor, told the New York Times in 2018, I don't want them here, and they don't want to be here either. Officials and some politicians of this small city near the border with Croatia gathered on Wednesday, 30th of December, in front of the barracks of the old military site, promising to block the entry of any migrants. The mayor, Suhret Fazlić, told local news outlets, For 3 years now, we have been carrying the burden of the migrant crisis and providing accommodation for migrants, adding that he would refuse to carry out the order to relocate them. The camp in Lipa was established in April as a temporary response to the COVID-19 pandemic. But Peter van der Aurat at the International Organization for Migration, IOM, said his organization, as well as the International Committee of the Red Cross, Médecins du Monde, and the Danish Refugee Council, had made it clear to the Bosnian authorities that the camp, mostly made up of tents, was not a viable long-term solution for the migrants. The organization said in a statement recently the camp was never winterized, a process that generally includes adding thermal floor mats and insulation to shelters and distributing blankets, heating stoves and fuel. Up to 1,600 people lived in the Lipa camp without electricity or mains water on slopes exposed to strong winds, and organisations running the facility dismantled it recently after it was deemed unsafe. A prayer tent collapsed earlier this month, and Peter van der Aurat said residents were in danger by staying in the camp. He added, it was more secure for them to go somewhere else, in abandoned buildings in the area, than staying in the big tents where the risk of collapse and fire had increased. Nearly 1,000 of the migrants headed for the vicinity of Bihać, where they have stayed in makeshift camps and abandoned buildings, but hundreds of them have remained around Lipa. Their hope is to be relocated to an old military site in Bihać, a former housing facility for migrants that local authorities closed this autumn. Earlier plans to move the migrants to another town were also dropped after the mayor and local politicians there refused to cooperate. Recently, footage shared on social media by local news outlets showed men trying to warm themselves around a fire under the remains of a tent in Lipa. Some could be seen walking on the frozen ground with sandals and without socks. Peter van der Aarde said the aid groups on Thursday, 31st of December, would provide the migrants stranded in Lipa with winter sleeping bags, with warm clothing and food, whilst the Bosnian Civil Protection Agency would distribute tents. But he said leaving the migrants in tents in icy conditions wasn't sustainable. Peter van der Aarde said, if you don't open the camp in Bihać, you keep people in abandoned buildings uncontrolled. He added, I don't see how this is better for the security of locals there, rather than having a centralized camp that provides the most basic services to those who need them.